Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
That helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business. YSHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. It's the Ray Lucia Show. That's me live and in color for this hour of Money Power. Glad to have you on board. Phone lines are open, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to jump in, 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. That's RAYLUCIA.com. Well, if you haven't noticed, it's been a pretty good quarter and a pretty decent year at that. Many of the pundits, they were coming out of the woodwork just 2 years ago, a short couple of years ago, not even, suggesting that a Trump presidency would be Armageddon. A Trump presidency would cause us to go into a deep recession. A Trump presidency, fill in the blank. And they pretty much have all been proven wrong. He met yet another one of his campaign promises with a blow up of NAFTA, which should be signed by December or so. But he cut a deal with Mexico and in the 11th hour cuts a deal with Canada. Even the good looking guy, Trudeau, said, yes, I guess it's a win. I don't know if I'm quoting him accurately. I saw him on television. He didn't look that particularly happy. But Trump seems to be okay. And Kudlow and many of the other economists are saying, yeah, it's a pretty good deal for everybody. That's the way you negotiate. That's the way you negotiate. You may play hardball up front, but in the final analysis, everybody gets a little bit. And nobody leaves happy. Isn't that the way good negotiations are supposed to be? It's the art of the deal. Okay, let's talk about the quarterly results here and a few other things. I've got tons to cover today, including RESA, the Retirement Enhancement and Savings Act, and what it might do to stretch IRAs. We'll tell you what that's all about. Also, tax diversification, an untapped resource for wealth over your lifetime. You know, we have talked about this, and it's important that we understand that we have lots of diversification with respect to our assets. We have multi-asset diversification, multi-style diversification, multi-manager diversification, but you also need to have multi-tax diversification. I just sort of made that up, but I'll cover that sometime this hour. And this just in, Americans can't translate retirement savings into future income. We know that, don't we? And so we try to figure out ways to look at the decumulation phase of your life. Because so much emphasis is put, and rightly so, by the way, put on saving, investing. But at what point do you start worrying about spending? In fact, I read an interesting article. I have it here somewhere on spending. That isn't it. I will get to it because it's really interesting because they actually did a study on the different types of spending behaviors. The one that caught my attention and why I read it, of course, is I figure I will be a foodie. People that spend lots of money on food, going out to eat and stuff like that. And they talk about that in the context of that's really a good thing, but you might want to focus on making sure your mortgage is paid off and other stuff like that before you start blowing money. Now, my wife just did something interesting in the food department. I'll have to tell you about that in just a second. Ordering that food stuff, through the mail and everything. I had never dreamed that she would do something like that, but she did.
This is a tasty burger.
Yeah. And we're going to see because tonight will be our first meal from Martha Stewart. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. The Standard & Poor's 500, it says here, by Matt Egan, CNN, just had its best quarter since 2013. The S&P 500 soared more than 7% in the third quarter, the strongest quarter for the broad index since the end of 2013. The Dow up more than 9%. I mean, this is just incredible. When you think of the run that we're on and all of the headlines we've had to face over the last few years, you might recall that in 2015, we had a flat year and everybody said, okay, it's over. This market can't go up anymore. And then when Donald Trump's going to be elected, it's really over now. And the market's up close to 60% since the Trumpster took office. I mean, you can say a lot about tweets and style and all that stuff, and I'm sure you are. Many people may. But in terms of results, it is very, very, very hard to argue. It's been a great run, and he's getting done a lot of what he said. Now, some people don't like what he said. I get that, but who said this elections have consequences? Wasn't that Barack? Yeah, it was Obama. Elections do have consequences. The Standard & Poor's 500 up 7.2%. The Dow Jones Industrials are up 9%. The NASDAQ up 7.1%. Russell small caps usually outpace large companies. Smaller companies, more nimble, can grow faster. Not recently. Man, it's been the large companies, in particular the Dow Industrial Companies, really having a heyday. Small caps up only 3.3% in the quarter. European stocks, 0.9%. That's it for the whole quarter. Japan did well, the Nikkei at 8.1%. So your portfolios are doing just fine. Thank you very much. But is your strategy right for the decumulation phase? We're going to talk more about that. But before I get to that, I need to get on to RESA, the Retirement Enhancement and Savings Act. Tax Plan 2.0, I think they're starting to call it. And the one that caught my attention most is this whole business of the stretch IRA. So what is a stretch IRA? When you die, for example, you're able to name a beneficiary, of course, in advance, and that beneficiary can take required minimum distributions based on their life expectancy and stretch that IRA out for as long as they live. So you may be 80 and your child may be 60, and the 60-year-old's required minimum distribution will be substantially less than the 80-year-old. Or if you name a grandchild it would be substantially less than a 40-year-old would. So one planning strategy has been, in particular if you have a large IRA, is to name beneficiaries who don't have to take a big lump sum of money out and cause them during their high earning years to be in a much higher income tax bracket than you. Now, we've discussed strategies such as Roth conversions, but remember, when you do a Roth conversion, if you're in a high tax bracket, you're paying the tax at your rate when your kids may be in a lower bracket. So one of the strategies has been to let the kids stretch the IRA. Well, under the tax plan, this is a money-raising opportunity for the government. You see, you got to pay for tax bills for the middle class somehow. So this is another tax on rich people. If you have more under the law, it's proposed, by the way. This isn't the real deal yet. But what they're suggesting here and proposing is once your IRA is over $450,000, the first $450,000, you can still do the stretch. Anything over that needs to be distributed to your beneficiaries over a five-year period of time. So there's a lot of planning that goes into that. When we come back, I'll give you a couple of ideas from a planning perspective of things you might want to be thinking about. Yeah, I do want to be a big spender when I'm fully retired. That's not yet. We'll be back. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Listen on the go. Download the Biz Talk Radio app. Available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. Biz Talk Radio.
In Washington. Yes, there's more going on in Washington than all of the politics that we've been following with our eyes glued to the tube over the last week or so, 2 weeks. Anyway, RESA, the Retirement Enhancement and Savings Act, discussing a lot of different things, but the one thing that caught my attention, especially for a lot of people that watch this program and listen to my radio show and so forth, they have more than $450,000 in IRAs. Or by the time that they ultimately retire, they're likely to have more because they're sitting on $300,000 or $400,000 right now in a 401k. They're contributing 20 some odd grand. They're getting a company match. You start adding all this stuff up and you say, yeah, fairly easy to get beyond the $450,000 mark. And under this new proposal under RESA, you're only going to be able to stretch the for a beneficiary, et cetera, $450,000 worth. So here is what Melanie Waddell had to write. Under current law, beneficiaries who inherit an IRA or 401k account upon death of the account owner can choose to take payments over their expected lifetimes, with amounts remaining in the retirement account continuing to grow and accumulate tax deferred. That's what the stretch is. So if it's $1 million IRA, you inherit it, your required minimum distribution, if you're 55 years old, maybe 3%, you got to take 30 grand out, 970,000 gets to continue to accumulate. When this bill passes, and if it passes, and it probably won't because it'll probably never get through the Senate. But if this were to happen, and sooner or later it's likely, because we got to pay for all these tax bennies somehow, it would limit that stretch to just $450,000. So in this example, the other $550,000 would have to come out over no longer than 5 years. Now, you could wait the 5 years and take it all out, or you could take it out incrementally at over $100,000 per year. Well, all of a sudden, if you were doing your tax planning and saying, you know, I'm in a high bracket, but my kids and grandkids aren't, I'll name them as a beneficiary, and I'll pull a little tax arbitrage. I'll just have to take my required minimums while I'm alive. When I croak, they get to stretch it out over their life expectancy, and they get to take significantly less than me in a lower income tax bracket, and everything's beautiful its own way. That could go away. So for the wealthier bunch, what are some of the strategies that come to mind? Well, one of the obvious ones is if somehow you can create some tax losses or lower your income to do Roth conversions. Because what's wonderful about a Roth conversion is once you get beyond the tax you have to pay, and that's a biggie, But once you get beyond it, your heirs get to inherit that Roth IRA totally tax-free. And they get to string out, again, that $450,000 over their life expectancy, which continues to grow on a tax-free basis. But anything over that would have to come out over 5 years, but it would all come out, obviously, tax exempt. So a Roth IRA is one beautiful way to avoid that. And we've talked for years now on this program that while I can make a very strong argument for certain individuals not having Roths, the studies that have been done say because the tax rates have changed 90 some odd times over the last, you know, umpteen years. I don't know if that's the right number, but it's been a lot. That tax rate changes through different administrations and so forth does enhance, or at least give you the ability to enhance your tax situation when you have pre-tax money like IRA and 401k, post-tax money like in your brokerage account, and tax-free money like in a Roth IRA, because then you can blend them all. And we'll talk more about tax diversification in a minute. The other strategy that I thought of is this. Why not take a small distribution from your retirement account and purchase a life insurance policy with that money? Let's say you take a distribution of $15,000. I'm making some numbers up. And you pay $5,000 in taxes, you have $10,000 left. And that $10,000 can translate into a $500,000 tax-free benefit upon your death for your heirs. They don't have to do any minimum distributions. That money would be totally tax-free because proceeds from a life insurance policy are indeed tax-free. So now, in the midst of all of this, if you are insurable and if you have a large retirement account, this strategy I've talked about before, but today it seems to be a more compelling argument, doesn't it? Because if, in fact, you could strip out a little bit of money, I mean, you're taking out 15 grand, paying five to uncle, 10,000 to some insurance company, and 500,000 is distributed to your heirs tax-free. Again, I'm making up all those numbers. That is strictly a hypothetical. But humor me for a minute. Pull out your calculator and figure out how many years it would take for a $15,000 contribution to, or $10,000 after taxes, to amount to a $500,000 tax-free benefit. 15, let's see, 10 years, 150, 20 years. I mean, 30 years, it's $450,000. Add some interest on top of that. You know, if you're 70 some odd years old, 30 years puts you over 100? That seems to me to be a pretty good use of your money. Now, the stretch IRA is a really good deal. And maybe the combination of the two of these concepts can work out quite effectively for you. Okay, moving along to tax diversification, something I have discussed on this program quite a bit, and you'd be surprised how important it is. So when we come back, I'll discuss those different silos of money. There's actually four of them. Which one did I miss? Well, you've got tax-free money in Roths. You have pre-tax money in 401ks and IRAs. You have brokerage accounts, right, which are taxable accounts. And then you have tax-deferred accounts. Not the same as pre-tax accounts. They all have their advantages and disadvantages. How we amalgamate them for the best result, That's coming up. Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. We're focusing right now on tax strategies, or certainly tax diversification. We know that in designing our asset allocation model, we want to have broad diversification. No, it's not what you guys think. Yeah, I knew you were going there. How do I know this stuff? Yeah. In either event, you have large cap, small cap, domestic, international, growth, value, and all that good stuff. Emerging markets. Yes, a nice, pretty pie chart. That's the way you build diverse portfolios. Well, when you're looking at your wealth, there's also tax diversification. And as I mentioned before the break, you have your post-tax accounts. Those are like your bank CDs, your brokerage, and all that stuff. And that's money that you've already paid tax on. It's your salary and so forth, or distributions that you've already paid tax on from retirement accounts. And it goes into a brokerage or a bank account or whatever. That's post-tax money. The tax treatment on that is either ordinary income if it earns interest, or capital gains if it earns dividends or some kind of growth, appreciation. Now, that's important because ordinary income is taxed at the highest rates. Capital gains and dividends may be taxed at as low as a 0% rate, and it goes up to about, 23% or so. But it's still always lower than the ordinary income rate. So having post-tax money is also a good idea. Now, most of our wealth today is in our 401ks and IRAs, and it consists of pre-tax money. That's money we have not yet paid income taxes on, but when that money comes out, it's all subject to the highest potential tax or ordinary income. And so tax strategies around when you take that money out are absolutely critical, because remember, when you take money out of an IRA or a 401k and you have other income such as pensions and Social Security and so forth, it could cause tax rates to go up marginally, in particular with Social Security, because it could take you from paying almost no tax on your Social Security to a marginal rate of 40%+. So it is important to have a strategy for how you deal with your pre-tax money. Then there is tax-free money. Tax-free money in the form of Roth IRAs. Tax-free money in the form of principal you may be able to take out of, say, a life insurance policy or borrowing from a life insurance policy. It all creates tax-free, quote, income. The piper may need to be paid at some point, but for the most part, that money is tax-free. A Roth is always tax-free, as long as you have it for 5 years and you know the rules. But then there was one I didn't mention, and that's tax-deferred money. Tax-deferred is different than pre-tax. Tax-deferred typically works when you put money into a life insurance policy or an annuity product. The life insurance policy is a little bit better tax-wise because you have FIFO tax treatment, first in, first out. The first money in were premiums or principal payments. You get to take those first out. So then that's all tax-free. and then all of your earnings you can borrow out tax-free, and as long as the policy doesn't lapse, the death benefit will pay off the policy loan tax-free. So that's a way to manipulate an insurance policy. And by the way, in my own life, as recently as last month, I think, I've been taking advantage of that FIFO stuff and borrowing earnings and all. But you got to be really, really careful, because if it blows up on you, you got a big tax liability. An annuity has LIFO tax treatment, last in, first out, the exact opposite. So any money you pull out of an annuity is taxed first as ordinary income if there's a gain. And once you go through your gain, you get the principal out tax-free. Ah, but now there are different strategies that you can employ. Let's take the annuity, which has some tax advantages and some tax negatives. The tax advantage is you put money in, all of the growth accumulates tax deferred, and when it comes out, you pay tax on it. If you're in a lower bracket, then that arbitrage just made you money. One thing you can do with an annuity is take advantage of something called an exclusion ratio. For example, if you were to annuitize over an extended period of time, 5, 10, 15 years, then the earnings would be amortized over that 5, 10, 15 years, and the monthly payments would be partially taxed as ordinary income to the extent of your earnings, and the balance tax-free. Ah, so strategies for using these with your Social Security payments and so forth are excellent, because if I put, say, $100,000 in and it grows to $150,000, and I take that $150,000 out at, call it, $1,500 a month for the next 10 years, I'm making that number up too, then I took out $180,000 over 10 years. So what happens is whatever percentage is interest, I pay tax on incrementally. So that's one way to reduce the tax burden. So when you have all four of those silos of different investments, post-tax money, where you can get capital gains at a potentially 0% tax rate, you get that if you hold your income down into the 15% income tax bracket. Remember, any gain in the 15% tax bracket is taxed at 0%. So there may be planning strategies that you can use. I recall years ago with someone that had net unrealized appreciation. They worked for, I think it was Chevron or whatever, they were in Houston. And several people did this, as a matter of fact. And they were able to retire, but they had a ton of Chevron stock at a very low cost basis. Say the cost basis was $50,000 and the stock was worth $250,000. So with this tax, you know, bracket thing going on and a potential tax-free gain, we were able to take some of that stock out at its original cost basis. It's something you can do with company stock in a 401k plan. So let's just say they took the $50,000 of basis out, which was actually $250,000, only had to pay ordinary income tax on $50,000. If they were in that $50,000 was their only income, as an example, they would pay 0% tax on the $50,000. That's pretty cool. Now, the other balance of gain, they could sell off incrementally and not pay tax on the capital gain. So there's a way that you can use these different silos of money. For example, they could live off of Roth money, or a reverse mortgage or a home mortgage and keep their income down. Do this net unrealized appreciation plan, or annuitize their annuity and pay a small amount of tax instead of taking a distribution from their annuity and have to pay tax on the entire distribution in the year that they take it. So you've got the brokerage account with capital gains, which could be as low as zero. You've got cash, which produces only ordinary income on the interest. You've got your IRA money. That one's the more difficult one. So you want to match up years where you have no income to take money out of your pre-tax account. So this whole tax diversification, and if you learn this while you're younger, and you can build up the silos to where each of the four of them are meaningful, you get to be my age and you start thinking about distribution, it's a very, very beneficial thing. Talk to your financial advisor about tax diversification. We'll be back.
If you drive a car, tax the street. If you try to sit out.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Attention, business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. If you'd like to email me, go to raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. If you have any questions on tax diversification, it may be one of the great value adds that you and your advisor can work together on, because it's not just about tax managing your portfolio. It's tax managing everything in your life, because taxes will be one of the greatest expenses you will pay in retirement. There's no way to get around them if you have almost any wealth at all. And today we have so many interesting tools to use. Reverse mortgages, annuities where you get tax deferral, and some of them today are very, very competitive, mostly fixed, if you will, annuities and index and so forth. You have, did I mention reverse mortgages already? Something like a reverse mortgage can really play a key role in retirement planning and helping you get to the other silo of tax-free money in a Roth IRA. And then there's all of the different claiming strategies with Social Security. And remember, Social Security is tax-free if you stay under one threshold. 50% of it is subject to tax if you stay under the next. 85% of it is subject to tax if you go above the last threshold. So there's lots of different ways that you and your advisor can help you legally game the tax system. But you have to have a strategy in place, and it should be a long-term, multi-year strategy. It's not just what you can do this year. Now, I'm all for if you can find, quote, tax shelters. I've talked about, you know, conservation easements and stuff like that. But those are some pretty highbrow stuff for some pretty highbrow people with accountants that really understand this stuff. And frankly, most of them either understand it but still won't sign off on it, or they don't understand it. Say forget about it. So tax shelters, boy, you know, back in the 80s, they were, you know, around like crazy. But today, really hard to find good oil deals. I mean, it's just not in my top 10 things of something I want to be doing with my retirement funds. All right, some good emails in. Hit it, guys. Oh, yes, wait a minute. Mr. Postman brought this. Frank, I love your 72T idea. Boy, I've gotten a lot of compliments on this one. I love your 72T idea to help qualify for an investment property. I can borrow the down payment from my existing home and use my $300,000 IRA to pay it back. Did I get that right? Yeah, maybe. Here's what Frank's talking about. He wants to buy an investment property. All right? His money is tied up in his home and in his IRA. He doesn't have cash to buy a home. Now, again, I'm not recommending everybody go out and do this because there's clearly a certain amount of risk associated with this. So putting that aside for just a moment, let's just talk strategy. So Frank must have heard me talk about this kind of thing. He needs a down payment. Where does he get it? Well, taking it from if he had a 401k plan, up to $50,000, he could do, but then he's got to make that payment back. That payment is usually going to be over 5 years. So that's a pretty healthy payment. But he could borrow money from his home, a $50,000 down payment. He could probably go interest only and pay $200 a month. He says, geez, I can make that payment and probably have a line of credit or something like that for the next 10 or 15 years, or an amortization schedule that's longer than 5 years with interest only. So now he's got the down payment. But let's say he wants to pay this thing off in 5 or 6 or 7 years, and he wants to pull $1,000 a month out of his IRA, and he's under age 59 and a half. Well, you go to the mortality tables, the life expectancy tables, publication 590, I believe, and you see how long his life expectancy is. And you pull out the calculator, you use 120% of the applicable federal rate, which is in the threes today probably, and you do a payment calculation, and that becomes his annuitized payment that he has to start taking out every single year without failure until he's age 59 and a half or for 5 years, the longer of the two. So he has a $300,000 IRA. Let's say he could take $1,000 a month out of it. He pulls $1,000 a month out. He pays back the bank. And over the next 5, 6 years, he's got his down payment paid for. Meanwhile, he got his rental property, $50,000 down payment. He bought a $200,000 or $250,000 rental. He's got $500, $600 a month of positive cash flow. Or if he doesn't have positive cash flow, he doesn't have to worry too much because his payments to the 72T on the 72T basis are fairly low because they're amortized over his life expectancy. So his tax bill is not that bad. Frank, I think it's a great strategy. Please talk to your advisor. Jeff, should I just take the same amount of my taxable portfolio for income as my IRA RMD? Oh, I think I know where Jeff is going. I think it's Steve Vernon, an actuary. A bunch of guys got together, some propeller heads, and put together a retirement planning strategy where you don't have to buy annuities or anything like that. You just simply take the required minimum distribution percentage from your allocation every single year. He's saying, should I do that the same amount from my taxable account as I would be taking from my IRA? Remember, at age 70 and a half, it starts at about 3.6%. And then it goes up marginally every year. And of course, you never run out of money. And the answer, Jeff, is sure. Why not? The flaw in that is, what if you need to spend more than 3.6%? How do you deal with that? You're going to have years where you have much more money because your portfolio did well. And you could have years where you suffer significantly because your portfolio didn't do so well. So it's not my fave, but it certainly is a safe approach to never running out of money if you religiously stick to it. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much for tuning into the One Talk Show that helps you make better money moves. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.